So Lee Roberts, South Coast Sports Radio here at the FA Cup final for women for the first time at Wembley Stadium. We've been joined by Rachel Yankee. Rachel, what does it mean as a player to have the FA Cup final here at Wembley for the first time?
It's absolutely brilliant. It's something that I definitely didn't ever really think would happen. But this is, you know, the FA Cup final. It's a tradition to be at Wembley, and for have the women's FA Cup final here is fantastic. And it shows how far that women's football's come.
And you've won the FA Cup numerous times, we were looking at beforehand. What does the FA Cup mean to yourself personally?
Growing up, obviously, FA Cup final was the biggest game in women's football. Definitely through meeting people and sort of just random people off the streets. And they talk about the FA Cup final. It didn't matter if you'd gone through and won the league. People would remember you for winning the FA Cup final. It was the one game that was televised and it's so important. And it's been a massive part of growing women's football. So to have it here at Wembley is fantastic.
And there's going to be a record attendance here, 25,000, 30,000 people here. How important is it that people are finally coming out and supporting the women's game?
Yeah, it is. Obviously the World Cup, every game was televised and that was brilliant. And it sort of got people's interest and got people's enjoyment. So I think, it's massive that obviously SSE have put on and done a lot of promotion around the Women's FA Cup being here at Wembley. I think it's fantastic and it shows, how many people actually do enjoy watching women's football.
How important is it that the FA Cup is, of course, sponsored by SSE? That means a lot, doesn't it?
It does. It's never been at Wembley before, so they've done well already. It does, having a massive sponsor. They're sponsoring the Women's FA Cup and I just think it's brilliant. And, it puts us, playing at a pitch like this at Wembley, it puts us on a major stage, and I think that's brilliant.
Heading into today's game, really, it's been talked about the battle between Laura Bassett and Fran Kirby. How do you view the game today between Chelsea and Notts County?
I think there's plenty of battles. I think both teams have a good attacking style of football. I think obviously Chelsea were top of the league and they'll probably be under a little bit of pressure. They've dropped off a little bit after the World Cup, which is natural. Lots of players coming back and they found it a bit tough. But I think their quality will show out here today, the amount of attacking players they've got. I can't see them not scoring, but equally I do think Notts County are a good team.
Who are you most excited to watch today between the two sides?
To be honest, I really like a player. I know she didn't go to the World Cup, but Jess Clark, I think, is a fantastic player, and I think she'll excite a crowd. So I really want her to be on form today, and I hope she gets lots of the ball.
Need to ask you about Arsenal, flying high, joint top at the league with Sunderland. How do you feel the season's gone so far for Arsenal ladies?
I think throughout the past few years we've been in a bit of transition. We've had a few different managers and a few different players coming in, and we're settling down and we're trying to find out who we are again. And it's something that we want to be. We want to be back at the top of the league. Obviously we're disappointed not to be here, and we got knocked out in the sort of first stages by Chelsea. But again, it was something where we had a new manager, lots of new players, and something that we just have to build on and be patient.
Talk about fans here. For all the girls listening at home, what's your one piece of advice for them?
Just go out and enjoy, and you never know, you might be playing at a stadium like this one day.
Well, Rachel, thank you very much for chatting with us. Enjoy the game.
No problem. Thank you very much.
We await to